This is Giginyu Primary School in Nasarawa Local Government Area, one of many polling centers in Kano State. The polling units in this center had a long queue. The verification exercise was slow. Accreditation did not finish before the voting began. Some card-carrying voters complained that their names were not on the register, so they could not vote. This, despite the efforts of the chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, Professor Atahiru Jega, to deal with any problems ahead of the polling day. Independent observer Sadiq Damfulu visiting polling centers in Kano City.
Some voting place, there are no voting papers and what have you. I equally believe there might be some in Jega's efforts to make sure that the free and fair election is conducted.
But he said these elections are more transparent than any since the country's return to civil rule more than 10 years ago. Sadiq also said it's not unusual for voters to have problems with a new electoral system, which included new voting lists and rules that allow the public to see votes being counted. Sarah John is a political science student at Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, who lives and votes in Kano. She said the new electoral system has its successes and failures.
The advantage of all this is that the election process is going on. Is that so far, as of today, this Saturday, it's peaceful in my own area. But the only disadvantage is that some people, they are underage, and you see them casting their votes.
That's because some were allowed to register, though no official at this time has explained how that was allowed to happen. She said the Independent National Electoral Commission should do something about the problem. Zachary Wali is the former chief whip of the Kano State House Assembly representing the Kano Municipal Council. He said he was impressed with the elections.
So far, so good. There has never been any election as good as this. The tempo is very, very low, and hooliganism dropped up to almost one digit. In my place that I casted my vote, there isn't any problem.
Wali said he is certain that the electoral body, under the leadership of Atahiru Jega, will conduct free, fair and credible polls. In a press conference in Abuja, INEC head said the commission is working to make sure that the electoral lapses experienced will be corrected. Kano State elects 21 legislators to the National Assembly. So far, the ruling People's Democratic Party has 11 seats, followed by the All Nigerian People's Party with 8 and the Congress for Progressive Change with 2. In the Senate, the PDP has 2 seats, followed by the AMPP with 1. Presidential, gubernatorial and state legislative elections are to be held on April 16 and 26. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed in Kano, Nigeria.